We're back again, making a podcast about generational differences of how things differently affect we're back again talking about generational differences. We're talking about how from different generations, how different things affect as parents going, you know, looking down, and as a young youth looking up. And I'm Earl. November 29th. It's a Sunday afternoon, about 2 o'clock. This is my son.
I'm Cameron.
All right. And, you know, we want to get right to business. And you know, my thing is, people may look, they may agree, they may not agree. The purpose of the conversation of doing a podcast is to create conversation among different generations. One of the things that I see to be very prevalent, and it's probably because I own my own business, so I run into and interview a lot of the youth. And one thing that I find with the youth, and when I talk about youth, I talk about 30 and under, this current generation, whatever it is, we look at this generation coming up and say whatever, the lazy, the work ethic, disrespectful, whatever, is one thing that I learned is that we as the parents created that. They were raised how we raised them. So if they're that, it's because of us. The one thing that I wanted to talk about that I know I see a lot less of, ability to dream. We've come up in an era, and I know I grew up in it, is that our parents tell us we need to go to school, get a good education, graduate, get a job, stay on a job, be happy, and retire. Variables don't exist anymore. It's very unlikely you stay at a job 40 to 50 years. And even if you do, it never made much sense to me to bust my ass for 40 years to retire and get half my salary. So that never really made a lot of sense to me. But the one thing that I find with the advice of parents in that light of go to school and graduate is it becomes a destroyer of dreams. If that's what you want to do with your life, you as a person, then I'm in total agreement with it. I've never tried to guide my son's life. He is to make his own decisions. And that being in life, as you get older, you make your decisions, you're responsible for them. So if it goes right or if it goes wrong, if it goes right, take the credit. If it goes wrong, take the blame. But anyway, you allow the child to make up their own mind. You guide them in what's right because you should know your child. Some kids are meant for school. Some kids are not meant for school. Some kids are meant for the military. I know my mom tried to get me to go to the military. I probably would have lasted all but 3 days. It wasn't for me. My brother went in and lasted over 20 years. So, you know, I think that was the right move for him. But one of the things that I found is that it kills dreams. And when you kill dreams, it don't allow for imagination. It don't imagine. It don't allow for growth. It allows for the same vicious cycle of working a job that you don't like, working just hard enough to not get fired, and really being miserable most of your day. That comes out in different ways, whether partying, drinking, drugs, over sex, whatever it may be. You're displaying that unhappiness. It comes out of a different valve. So that's what I've seen amongst that advice that kills the creativity. We may have the guy with cancer, with the cure for cancer, working at Foot Locker because his parents wanted him to play it safe and get a degree and graduate. So with my son, me and his mom have different opinions. I'm all for do what makes you happy, live your dream, pursue your dream. If it was up to my mother, I've been a trainer and worked for myself for the last 30 years. If it was up to my mom, I'd still be a mechanic, which is what I was doing before I got into fitness. So my question being to my son Cameron, his mom is more of that approach of go to school, get a job, be happy. I'm more so of the approach of live your dream, pursue your dreams, work hard, and be happy doing something that you love to do, even if sometimes you may not make the money, but the happiness is most important. So I wanted to ask Cameron's opinion on that. What do you feel about the difference of living your life to fulfill your happiness or going by what your parents tell you you should do?
I feel like a lot of people of my generation, they go by what you just said, like go to school, get a job, pay off your debt, live out your days. And I feel like that's what leads to a lot of the unhappiness, because then most people are going for the fields that like bring all the money, like engineering, nursing, law. But those require staying in school for a really long time. So some people that don't necessarily like school, they have to be stuck in there for 8, 10, 15 years to actually get the amount of money that they want to A, have to make their own life happy, and B, to pay off all that debt that you just racked up staying in school. Mm-hmm. So I'm more of the belief of go with what makes you happy. Even like you say, even if it doesn't immediately bring the money right now, you can still have that focus and that drive to eventually when it will bring the money. When I started doing video editing, it was for my YouTube channel, and I just learned how to do it so I didn't have to wait for my YouTube partner to edit everything and put everything out. Because I'm just sitting here like, okay, this video could have been up like 3 hours ago, like if I was just editing it, but he has to take his time, he had other stuff to do, so I had to wait on him. So it initially started as that, and the more and more I started to realize that I liked it, I started to research, what do other people do to make money? They go and edit for other YouTubers. They go and edit for news media. They go and edit for TV shows. So there's always a need of an editor, and it's something that I found that I love to do. So I know eventually it'll bring the money in, but right now it's just like something that I'm still learning.
Right.
So I feel like people of my generation, they don't have the confidence in themselves to pursue something or take that risk.
Do you think it's the lack of confidence or the unwillingness to want to disappoint your parents? Which one do you think it is, or both?
I think it's part of both, but I think it's more so, I think a lot of people don't want their parents to be right about certain things. So if they fail at college and they feel like, oh, I'm not making any money, my mom was right, and then your mom's just like, see, I told you, now you gotta go back, and now you gotta like start over. It's just like, I feel like that pressure that comes from parents has a lot to do with it. And it's also, we're still trying to find ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like they say, like every 5 years you change as a person. And that's very true to me. Like every few years you reevaluate your life. You have different priorities every few years. So I feel like it's that pressure of wanting to make our parents proud, and at the same time wanting to live up to our own expectations at the same time. And sometimes those just can't be the same thing, because our parents expect something different from us. Some parents will be like, oh, you need to be a doctor. Doctors make all the money. Mm-hmm. And then for your whole life, you're being told that. So now you're just like, the only thing I know how to go out for is to try to be a doctor, because that's just what I've been told my whole life. You told me I can do whatever I want. Look for opportunities everywhere. Everything can be a money-making opportunity. If you want to go down the street and start doing cutting people's lawns, shoveling snow, like anything can be an opportunity for money. So when I feel like when people of my generation are given certain ideas over and over again, that's what becomes their mentality. So if they're constantly told, go to school, work a job, that's what you do, pay taxes till you die, like that, then that's what they're gonna do. But you always telling me that I can be something different, I can be something greater than what everybody else is doing, I don't have to be normal, I can be extraordinary all the time in everything that I do.
So why do you think more parents aren't teaching their kids to be themselves and to understand that. I mean, I know why I do it. I didn't have someone to teach me that. I didn't have someone to come along. So therefore, I was stuck at the mercy of, I felt I had to make my own decision. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of parents that other side of life of, this is what you need to do. You need to be a doctor. You need to finish school. Why do you think that is? Why do you think more parents are like that?
Some parents live vicariously through their kids. So if there was something that they didn't accomplish when they were in college, they really want their kid to accomplish it because they feel, if you do this, you'll be in a better position than where I'm at now. Like, I know what's best for you. I see a lot of parents do that. And I feel like it's also, some parents just really think that that's the right way. It's like, this is what I did. I'm financially stable. I may not be the happiest person because they could be in an unhappy marriage, unhappy living situation, whatever it may be. Or you're just working a job that you don't like. Okay. And that goes down to your kid. Like, if someone's just like, my father's father was a lawyer, I was a lawyer, like, you're going to be a lawyer. Like, if that mentality is just constantly passed down, you're just passing down generations of unhappiness. Right. Because you're not teaching them to think outside the box. It's just like, this is what our family does, this is what we'll be known for until, like, our bloodline ends.
Right.
And it's just like, why can't this generation have a doctor, this one have a lawyer, this one have a video game designer? Like, just a different, just teaching people, like, there's different passions out there, and there's just so many opportunities that we don't see. Like, I was talking to mom the other day, and I was explaining to her, like, how YouTube, like, blew up, and now there's, like, millionaires that are YouTubers that no one's ever heard of. Mm-hmm. I was just like, Mom, do you know who PewDiePie is? She was just like, who? I was just like, right. You don't know who he is? Dude is worth, like, $20 million or something.
Right.
Like, off playing video games. Off playing video games and just being entertaining to people. Mm-hmm. Like, just millionaires.
You know, that's the way I look at it. It's funny that you say that, because when you had told me that you were more into your when you were doing your anime things, and I'm running it past people, and I'm like, yeah, you know, Cameron's got his own, like, my mom, I'm worried about, well, that ain't gonna make no money. I'm like, well, I did the research, and this is one of the things that I think a lot of parents don't do. Lack of knowledge creates a supreme level of stupidity. And it's a new era. With the advent of social media, YouTube, podcasts, different things like that, it's another industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel, to your child, you're being totally unfair if you don't do the research. You understand what I'm saying? I am quite sure I am not as gifted at social media and YouTube like your generation is, because they came up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they grew up learning it. I had to teach myself it. Some people, I had to come say, my mom was like, well, I hate the internet. I'm like, well, you know, maybe you need to write a letter to somebody. Maybe they'll stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Right. Right.
You know, it's here to stay. So I'm being involved with a lot of different business people, and being in business myself, like I say, for 30 years, you're only, you know, 25. So I was in business 5 years before you even came into this world. I had to drop a lot of people because they failed to embrace the new technology, which is social media. I had a guy, he said, I don't want no email. I don't know how to use email. And I'm not going to learn how to use email. This was a guy that did clothes for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to send him an email. He would have to wait until his wife came to work, which she don't work there, so it could be any day, you know. Then when he opened up the email, he prints up the shirts, and then he brings the shirts to me. So if I don't like the shirt, okay, so let's say this took 3 days, which right. Most time it did. Let's say if I didn't like it, now you got to take it back. That's another 3 days. Whereas printers now, you send them an email, within 45 minutes, they send you back a proof. If you don't like it, they change it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, in 3 days, you could have made up your mind, have to hold your whole order printed, and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole advent of social media has made things faster. They made things cheaper at the point of entry. Like, you can start a business on YouTube just by, for free, basically. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Those times didn't exist. So, as a business owner, those times, for me right now, are very exciting. You know, I can get publicity. You know, I get up every morning and I post on 11 platforms. So I'm combining my knowledge of mindset with motivational, which is very important to me, with new technology. At this point, I don't know a lot of people in my industry or my business or my age bracket that's doing that. So I think for a parent to look and say, oh, you ain't gonna make no money off YouTube without actually researching it, because I looked at it and researched it, and I'm like, wait a minute, this person right here make $12 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's $1 million a month. Who working a job that makes $100,000 a year can compare with it? You can't. So I think as parents, we're doing an injustice. Maybe we don't want to do that. Maybe we're not meant to do that. But let's do the research, figure out what it is, and, oh, okay, who wouldn't want their son to be on YouTube making shit? Not even $12 million a year, $1 million a year. I would. I love it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think in this day and age, instead of the parents, my generation or the generation before me, not doing the research of a new technology that's here to stay, the internet is very young. It's not an old thing. It ain't been like it's been around 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So getting in on it now is creating a future. Like, I do a podcast. I love doing my podcast. Joe Rogan just signed a $100 million deal. He was in the podcast game 5 years before I got into it, 6 years before I got into it. So, you know, there's opportunity. And I'm a big believer in opportunity, love, and enjoyment. So many people try to go into business, and I've seen them all. They try to go into business for reasons of, oh, I think this is going to make me a lot of money. The work ethic involved with training, business, video editing, whatever it may be, is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of work. While other people are out doing whatever they doing, you got to be working. You can't work that hard if you don't love it. It's impossible. You'll never put the effort into something you don't love. If you love it, like to me, getting up at 4:30 in the morning and posting my stuff on social media, it doesn't feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like I got up early. But people who can't fathom that, man, you get up at 4:30, it don't feel like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet. My mind is clear. I'm enjoying this process. So I'm not like, oh, I got up at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
I got to post this. I'm so tired. No, I love it. I love it. You know what I'm saying? So I think in the generation that we live in, I think parents do their kids an injustice by not even trying to understand what they're trying to do. They have new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Before, you could only be a certain this. You know, you didn't make it as a black person if you weren't a basketball player or a rapper.
Right.
Now we have all these different areas that we could go into and make a decent living and love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's a big injustice when you don't at least try to learn what they're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah, so what do you feel about you? Do you think it makes it harder to have a parent that don't even want to listen to your dreams?
Oh, most definitely.
Really?
yeah, I feel like I said, it just adds that extra pressure of not only do you feel like you're trying to live your life, you feel like you're trying to live your parents' life.
Because
if they're always constantly in your ear telling you what you should be doing, as soon as you mess up, that's the first voice you hear.
Yeah.
Is them telling you, see, I told you to do it like this. You did it like this. You messed up.
Right.
And instead of what you did versus what mom did, you would let me learn the mistakes and then talk to me about right. it. Like, if I wanted to make a certain decision, you wouldn't, like, tell me, no, you're doing this. You would just let me do it, and if I succeeded, I succeeded. If I didn't, I didn't.
Right.
And I just feel like if more parents were like that, I feel like a lot of the younger people my age that are out there confused wouldn't be as confused.
Right.
Because your parents can only be with you a certain amount of the time, like during the day. Right. Like when you at work and you're working for someone else, your parents can't be there like in your ear. You just have to learn for yourself. Like, you can't be like, oh, boss, I messed up on this because my mom told me to do something like this. They're going to be like, what are you talking about? So it's just like, at a certain point, you have to learn to live for yourself. And I feel like when parents raise their kids like that, I feel like their kids come out stronger. Yeah, they're going to make mistakes. Yeah, they're going to mess up a lot. But that's life.
Right.
You're supposed to be there when they mess up. Not mess, let them mess up too bad. Don't let them, like, be on the street homeless or nothing. I'm not saying all that. But just, like, be like, hey, you messed up here because you did this. Now you're going to learn from this. Because
right.
the next time you try to make that decision, you're going to remember what it felt like when you felt like this.
Right.
When you felt this down, just remember that in the future. So I feel like that just should be how everyone should learn. Right. Even if you're older, you should still learn like that. Like, I feel like the older generation feels that they know the entire blueprint. And like you said, things have changed. Like,
right.
like things aren't the same as they used to be. Like, it's not like, oh, I gotta go down here, get a job right here, and then pay off all this debt. It's just like, no, I could not go to school. I can do YouTube. I know plenty of, I watch plenty of YouTubers that have over 1 million subscribers. Mm-hmm. I watch them make like $600 a stream, and they stream like 5 days out the week. So I'm just like, that's just money adding up every day. That is just like, if I'm sitting in school for a week, okay, I'm losing money sitting in school, but I could be making money right. sitting at home playing a game, talking to a live stream chat or something.
Right.
Like, it's just the times have changed, and I feel like if the older generation was, like, I'm not saying, like, every older person, like, doesn't listen to younger people, but, like, there's a lot of people that are stuck in their ways. Like when I was explaining to mom about making money on YouTube, she didn't know. And she just had this perception that, oh, they're just uploading videos, and it's just, they just do that for free, and they just having fun. And I'm just like, well, yeah, some people are just having fun. Some people just do it as a hobby, a legit hobby. If they make money, they make money. If they don't, they don't, because they don't care. They have a job or whatever. But for those people that are, like, trying to put in that extra grind, like I said, I watch a dude that literally streams 5 times a week, and I watch him get donations through his live streams, and that's why he live streams so much, because it's just like, okay, instead of waiting on, like, $20 of ad revenue from YouTube, which is nothing, which is, like, what a lot of people make now, why not just live stream, make $600 in a night, plus that ad revenue, plus some sponsors
right.
giving me some money. It's just like, it's just, the game has changed so much, and people are always just thinking of more ways to make more money on the internet.
Right.
And I feel like that's just a area where the older generation is lacking, because they feel like, oh, I don't need to learn that. I just got my job, and I'm making my fixed income. This is what my boss told me I can make.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I can be out there making more than that.
Yeah.
It may take me a while to get there, because YouTube is a slow climb, because there's so many people trying to do it now. But if you're willing to put in that work and do that consistency and go to different events and, like, advertise your YouTube channel and stuff, you'll blow up in no time. Like, I've seen YouTube channels go from, like, 400,000 subscribers to, like, 2 million in, like, a few months.
Right.
Just because they started, like, doing stuff a little bit more consistently.
Right.
So I feel like if the older generation were to teach kids more about consistency and just having a better focus, instead of just being like, hey, focus on school. It's just like, no, focus on, like, your whole life. Because, like, when people say focus on school, then when you finish school, you're just like... That's why most people are out here just know they're not working in the field that they went to school for. Like, you went to school to be a doctor. You sitting here working at McDonald's.
Right.
Because you want to pay off all that debt that you racked up. And then the school is just like, hey, you wanna put off your debt? Come back to school. It'll put off your debt. It'll add a little bit more on, but it'll put it off longer. And it's just like it seems like such a scam when certain people, their minds just work so much faster.
Right. All right. Hope you people enjoyed it. We've been getting a lot more hits since we've been doing this. And like I said, it's between me doing it, between me and my son doing it, generational differences. We're going to involve Chie where we have some different views, some different aspects of male, female. I'm just trying to make the podcast more exciting. We already do very, very well. We get a lot of good hits and downloads. I want to keep those going. Also, I want people to email me with their, comments or recommendations. And we'll continue to try to make this thing better and better and better. So, until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, checking out.
I'm Cameron. Peace.
Peace out. That was good.